as we have gotten things underway. 14 seconds have ticked off the clock, and Cannon County's got the basketball. Miles Alexander over to Corbin Garrett. Garrett missed the shot. Sales with the rebound and the putback. Rockville with the basketball, number 12. Buckingham traveled and almost stole away. Yes, it is over and back for Rockville. Cannonball. It'll be Alexander. Alexander, top of the key. Trying to work inside, kick it back out to Garen Gibbs. Gibbs going to drive. Gibbs in the lane, good. So Cannon with a 4-0 lead, and here comes the full court press. Alexander reaches out to grab it before it crosses the half court line after Gibbs touched it. Now he bombs a three. It's good. Buckingham pushing it up the floor, giving it over to Weaver. Weaver drops the baseline. The ball's batted out, and Cannon's got it back. Alexander threw a hard pass, but right into Atwater's hands. He goes underneath to number three. That's Taylor, and Taylor misses the layup too far underneath his own basket. And Cannon's rushing things, turns the ball over. 30-second timeout. Cannon wants to, or Rockville wants to talk about it. So with that being said, we'll take a break and be right back with more in a moment.
McCallum Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills, and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
Back here. Be the inbound. And that's Taylor, and it threw it out of bounds. Cannonball. Lions with the basketball in a 7-0 lead. Alexander trying to get around Wallace. Ball tipped, and it's going out of bounds. Last touch by Cannon. Bad pass, and Cannon will get it back. Number 11 checks into the basketball game. For Rockville, Sism pushed by number 3. Inbound, here's Gibbs with it. Gibbs to the right side, goes baseline, comes back out to Alexander. Alexander being harassed by number 12 Buckingham, goes in the lane and is shoved from behind. Number 23 is going to pick up the foul. That would be Wallace. .331 left to go in the first quarter of play. Gibbs over, it goes to Miles. Alexander baseline, pulls up a little jumper, buried it. 9-0. 3:22 left to go in the first. Here's Abbott, clears it back to Atwater. Atwater top of the key, That's going to Buckingham, and Buckingham's shot is off. Cannon gets it back. Here's Alexander driving, comes back out, baseball pass right side. Gibbs gets a little opening, throws up a three, no good. Gibbs, or I'm sorry, that's number 23, Corbin Garrett, fighting for the rebound. Possession arrow belonging on the tied ball to Cannon. Lions lead at 9-0. Gibbs with the basketball, and now there's stepped out of bounds as Atwater. Glad to have you along with us tonight. Sorry we couldn't get the video feed up for you. Left side pass going over to Alexander, drives the baseline and fouled from behind. So Miles will go to the free throw line. Going to have to bring in another substitution because that's Buckingham's second. That's Jamarius Thompson. We'll check in. Alexander hits the free throw. Second free throw is gold as well. 2 for 2 for Miles. He's got 7. It's an 11-0 lead. Over it goes, number 23. Wallace puts the first two in. With 2:34 left to go in the first quarter play, 11-2. Alexander to the baseline. Alexander with the runner, made it look easy. 9 points for Miles Alexander. Cannon's got 13. 13-2, and a double dribble will go rock Cannon County's way. Number 34 checks in. It's going to be Cruz Gardner. Sism, Gibbs, 3 on the way. Overshot it. Gardner trying to run down the rebound. Does so. Hits it on over to Abbott. Right side now to 23. Wallace. Wallace puts the jumper up and he's fouled. Free throws coming up by number 23, Wallace. His first one knocked down. Second free throw is good. 13-4. Cannon by 9. Alexander gets it out to Sism, throws a pass, didn't look, and it's taken away by number 23. That's Wallace. Left side now to Taylor. Taylor driving, comes up high off the glass, no good, and Garrett gets the rebound. The outlet over to Alexander. Miles gets it across the half court. Now top of the keys, hustled by Abbott. Sellers is going to cause the screen, and now a foul on Abbott. Ethan Sism will inbound. Here's Alexander with the basketball down on the baseline. Gibbs fires a three from the baseline. That one hits the back of the rim. Run down by Sellers. Got run over and taken away by Atwater. Atwater gets it over to Abbott. Cross courts it on to Taylor. Back to Abbott. Abbott now drives inside, kicks it out to Gardner. Gardner right side, there's a runner. It's up no good by Atwater, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sism. Number 2 checks in. That's Jeremiah France. Inbound. Down to the baseline, the pass blocked, knocked out of bounds. Brody Franklin in the ball game for Cannon. And the ball is kicked. Ooh. Should have been an over and back. And here comes a three. Out. No good. Rebound. Pop ball kicked out of bounds by Brody Franklin. Rockville's got a big kid by the name of Cole. Demarius Cole sitting on the bench. Versus pass batted, taken away by Alexander. Miles kicks it out left side, system for three. It's short. Rebound followed up by number two, France. And France with the foul. Or excuse me, Alexander with the foul. 13-4, 37 seconds left. Pass goes over to Abbott. Now out of bounds. It was last touched by Rockville. 30 seconds left. Alexander says, all right, let's go four corners, see if we can get rid of Abbott. Need a pick. Sellers sets the pick. Now double team. Alexander goes to the lane, puts it up. It's off the mark. Ball kicked out of bounds, but touched back by Rockville. Sellers got it back. No good. Franklin with it, and he's fouled by Wallace. That'll be number two on Wallace. Franklin, free throw, one up, no good. Second charity stripe by Franklin. Free throw is short as well. Sellers climbs the back and lays it up and in. So Cale got away with one there. Gives Cannon their 15th point, 15-4, and that's the end of quarter number one. The Lions with an 11-point lead. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more second quarter action in a moment. Cannon Rock Radio.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
15-4 at the end of one. Cannon's got the lead. As second period is starting. Number two, that's France with the basketball, and he lost it. Goes underneath, that's Alexander, shot no, and the rebound coming out to the blue. Rockville Rockets, royal blue. Pass goes to Taylor. Taylor going to drive it himself, kick it out. Gardner for three, no, and the rebound comes to Gibbs. Flies a pass out to Alexander. Alexander in the paint, drops one to Sellers and lost out of bounds. In the ball game, number 20, that's Jamarius Thompson, checks back in. Fifteen-4 the score. And there is Cannon with the ball. Here's Alexander for three. Won't go. The ball is tipped. Should be Cannon ball. It is. Gibbs will inbound. Franklin. Miles. Going to be picked up now by Thompson. Miles getting mauled. Miles cross-courts it. Gibbs for three. Can he hit this one? No. And the rebound coming out to number 20, Thompson. Thompson out to number three. That's Taylor. Taylor drops it off inside. Thompson with the shot. No, and missed it. And here's Sism with the board and the outlet to Alexander. Miles Alexander flashes through the lane, puts it up one arm, and knocks down his 11th. Pass, it comes over to Taylor. Taylor inside, outside to Atwater. Atwater's three's off the mark. The rebound, Sellers, and knocked it off of number three, Taylor. It goes out of bounds, Cannon County ball. Lions want a 30-second timeout. They'll get it. 17-4, 4:10 left to go in the first half. Back in a moment.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show, Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email canontn@dtccom.net.
Corbin Garrett had too easy of a shot and he missed it. And he's coming out. Franklin will come in for him. Inbound, Alexander places it nicely to Sellers. Sellers running too hard, couldn't get it. Franklin's got it, throws it up, it's partially blocked. Cannonball. 17-4, 3:51 left to go in the first half. Earlier tonight, the Cannon County Lionettes exploded on Rockville. They are 6-0 on the season. Alexander buries a big three. 14 for Alexander, 20-4. And the ball going out of bounds, Cannon County ball. So Sism will inbound it. Alexander directing traffic, drives the baseline wide open, lays it in. And a timeout called. Cannon in control of this one, 22-4. We'll take a break and be back with more on Cannon Rock Radio.
Cannon Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
We got a Veterans Day program coming up. Cannon County High School is going to kick off at 7:30 in the morning for the Veterans Breakfast. If you're listening to this, you don't necessarily have to be a veteran of Cannon County, I don't guess, but we'd like to recognize you. So come on out to Cannon County High School, 7:30 in the morning, or if you just can make the program, that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you'll be recognized and thanked for your service. Also, the 11th is a big Veterans Day parade, so if you have a vehicle, want to ride in the parade, you're more than welcome to. We'll take you. All right. Foul going to be called now. It's Rockville ball. Rockets trail 22-4. 3:14 left to go in the first half and a turnover. Ethan Sism with the basketball kicks it out. Alexander winds up the three. It's good. 19 for Alexander. 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Abbott lost it. Here's Gibbs. Needs the layup. Got it and a foul. So Carrion Gibbs and a substitution comes in, number 21. It's his first time in the game. Free throw is up and good by Gibbs. Complete the three-point play. Pass down on the baseline, pass by Atwater, goes inside. Oh, that's a pushing, and it was actually off of number 20, Thompson. Called the wrong guy on that one. Rockville will control the ball. Pass underneath, Thompson lays it up and in. 28-6. Alexander, screen set. They double up. Alexander leans back, throws up a three, and nails it. 31. And Gibbs is going to get called for the foul. So Andrew Alexander. We'll check into the game. Alexander passed down over to Gardner, and Gardner threw it away. Andrew Alexander's got it. Dumps it over to Sellers, and a nice layup. Long pass coming over to Gardner. Whips it inside to Thompson, and Thompson answers the last score, 33-8. Here's Alexander for three. Missed that one. Rebound coming out to Gardner. Gardner bounce pass. Oh, look, no look inside. Nice job. Thompson and Garrett with the foul. Thompson will shoot two. Free throw one, no good. Garrett will take a seat, and Franklin will be back in there. Second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alexander. So missed both of them. Miles underneath, Sellers good. 35-8. Ball kicked by Sellers coming in from behind. Inbound coming up from Gardner. Cruz goes to the left side, finds France. France, and they're going to call Alexander on the foul. Two shots. Miles has got two fouls. I'd take him out. Yep, that's what they're going to do. Gibbs is coming in for him. Free throw, one up, no good. Free throw number two. That one's good. France hits one of two. 35-9. With a minute five. Quickly up the floor comes Cannon. Andrew Alexander almost tripped. Gibbs lobs it down to Sellers. Kale double team goes up. And a held ball. Possession arrow goes back to Cannon. Better than an up and down call, but should have been a foul on the Rockets. Pass down to the baseline. Sellers double team. He's bodied up there. No good. Rebound swatted by Thompson. Goes out of bound. 46 ticks of the clock left. Inbound. Gibbs. Alexander now over to Sellers. Going to drive. Layup no, but a foul. And that's going to be Thompson himself that'll pick up that one. Free throw by Sellers is up, no good. Second free throw is Corbin Andrews checks in. Shot no good, but there's Andrew Alexander with the rebound, and Sellers again fouled. Andrew Alexander missed the layup on the putback. Rockvale with the basketball. Here's number two, France. France reverses, goes in the lane, puts it up high off the glass, and Franklin collects it for Cannon. Here come the Lions. Gibbs the other way. Right side, Garrett, ball fakes, turns around, puts up a 10-footer. That one's off the side of the rim. Sellers chases it down, gets it over to Gibbs. 8 seconds left, Andrews, Corbin back to Gibbs. Gibbs ball steps. Franklin comes off the screen, Gibbs with a three, no good. At the end of two, it's all Cannon, 35-9. Over the Rockvale Rockets. We'll return with your second half in a moment. Rockvale has a kid on their middle school basketball team that looks like he can make up for two kids on his team. He's huge. Probably about 6'4", want to say. He hasn't gotten any playing time yet. Our halftime score as we get ready for third quarter action. Coming up on Thursday, the Cannon County Lions basketball team they're going to try to get it back. There's a 5 second call. Referee was ready to start. The Rockvale boys are still in their huddle after the second buzzer. And now we're ready to go. Alexander pops it over to Sellers. Sellers double team, and it's tied up, taken away by Atwater. Atwater over to Braylon Taylor. Braylon down on the baseline, throws it up to Darius Weaver, who didn't get much playing time in the first half. Sellers gets the rebound and brings back the miss. Down the other side, shot blocked by 23. That's Wallace. Now underneath it goes, and a nice shot by Taylor as he's going to score in the and one. So Taylor misses the free throw. And Rockville runs down the rebound. Taylor in the lane again, going in too hard. Rebound by 12. That's Buckingham. He missed it. Cannon got the board back. Here's Alexander. Flips a two-handed pass over to Gary and Gibbs. Gibbs tries to recover it. Couldn't do it. Garrett got his shot blocked. Wallace all over the place now. Shot over to Alexander. And Alexander, lucky he didn't pick his third foul as he blocked Buckingham's shot. Over the left side to Atwater. Finds it back to Kalen Buckingham. Buckingham sails a pass past Taylor, and Cannon will have it. 35-11. Lions with the basketball. Right side pass going over. Alexander's got it. Alexander comes off the screen from Sellers. Alexander trying to get in the paint. It's batted, but Sissom's got it. Feeds it into the low post and a foul. Buckingham for reaching over. I mean, I don't know how, what the case is for Cole. They thought maybe he'd get some playing time. He's a big kid. We might see him late in this game. Is there Sism with the three? Won't go. The rebound taken by Buckingham, and he threw it out of bounds right off of Cale Sellers. High school basketball starts up November 17th, the first day of the Cannon Country Christmas. There's a pass that goes inside to Wallace, and Wallace gives Rockville a 4-0 run right now. 35-13. Here's Alexander going in high. Shot too hard. Rebound pulled down. And here comes number 10, Weaver. And they'll call that one on Gibbs, and they'll send up Weaver to the free throw line. Free throw up, good. Second free throw. Weaver missed that one. Sellers goes sky high for it. The board comes out to Alexander. Miles, right wing. He sits it inside to Sellers, back outside, Gibbs for three. That one's going to go off, long rebound, and Alexander keeps it. Alexander in the lane, stops, jump steps, tries to get it over to Garrett, ball batted away. And here comes Taylor with it for Rockville, over to Buckingham. Buckingham shovels a pass to Weaver. Weaver top of the key, he's going to drive it inside, and Garrett's got a piece of him. That is the fourth foul on Garrett. Free throw by Weaver, no good. Andrew Alexander will check in. Gibbs will take a seat. Maybe it's, they call that on? I thought they called it on Garrett. Second free throw is good, one of two. And with 3:30 left to go, 6-0 run, or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, 6-0 run by the Rockville Rockets to start this quarter. They pull within 20.
The Callen Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Callen and Tara Callen are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Callen Law Firm for your estate planning, wills, and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Callen Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at callenlawwoodbury.com.
Back here, 35-15 the score with 3.5 left to go in the third. Cannon by 20. Cannonball. Lions lead by 20. Miles Alexander with the basketball. He's going to work inside, clear it back out. Andrew Alexander with the three. Way off the mark, and the rebound coming out to number 12, Buckingham. And Buckingham is tripped up. And that's going to go against Brody Franklin. Gibbs will check in. Coming in from Andrew Alexander. Inbound comes up, and guess who's in? How about Jamarius Cole? That's the big kid we were talking about. Pass over to Buckingham. He drives, clears it out. Underneath, Cole lays it up and in. Alexander with the basketball. Miles drives over to Gibbs. We need it. He hit it. Three. First 3 points of the quarter for Cannon. Eight for Gibbs, and a travel going the other way. 2:41 left to go in the third. 38-17, 19-point lead. Alexander brings it across half court. Say about 6'2", 6'3". He's built like a linebacker. Sism misses the three. Cole gets the rebound, clears it out. Here comes Weaver. Weaver out to number 10, to France. France threw it to the air. He thought Taylor was in the vicinity, and he wasn't. Alexander, 2.5 left. Miles flips it over to Ethan Sism. Sism baseline. Alexander ball fakes against number 12, Buckingham. Now he turns Buckingham the other way, goes over the side, off balance shot, no good. Rebound, Cole gets it back. France comes across the timeline. France right side down to the baseline. Here comes a three by Taylor. It rattles in. Five for Taylor. Lead is cut to 18 with 1:57 left to go. A 9-2 run. Here's Alexander, and Miles scores his first three of the second half, 41-20. France drives it inside, finds Cole. Cole finishes it off. Just like we've seen in Westwood when they had the big kid. 41-22. Alexander with the basketball. Miles, top of the key, backs it out. Miles, right side, drops it to Sellers. High block. He goes up, couldn't make the shot. Cole gets a hand in it. Rebound comes out to France. Wide open is Weaver, but France couldn't hang on to it. Cannon got it back, and a nice move by Alexander to protect the basketball. Score point number 25. 45 seconds left. Flying through the lane is Taylor. The ball rims out, and here's Alexander with it. Alexander in the baseline. Underneath it goes to Franklin. Franklin's shot no good. Sellers with the putback. Knocked it down with 29 seconds left. 45. Here's Weaver, and he throws it away. Alexander, two on two. Going to accelerate against Taylor. Throws it up. Couldn't make the shot. Gibbs with the rebound. The putback's no good, and Franklin's going to be over the back. Is that five on Franklin? Two shots. That's five team fouls. That's what it is. All right. So two fouls, two free throws because of the rule change. Darius Weaver will step to the free throw line with 9 seconds left in the third. Yeah. Taylor says it was him that Franklin came over the back on, and it might have been. Free throw one up, no good. Second free throw, it's up, it's good, one of two. 45-23. Lions ball. Alexander comes off the screen, pulls up the three, it hits and goes in at the buzzer. So Alexander scores, 30. That's his 30th point. And Cannon has a 48-23 lead over the Rockvale Rockets. We'll take a break and come back with more in a moment.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
All right, we're back here. Final quarter. Cannon with another big lead, but this quarter kind of Rockvale stayed in this one, even though the Lions lead 48-23. Go inside Sellers, and Sellers is hugged up by number four, who's checked in the game. Four is Zane Constantine. Alexander passes over to Garrett. Garrett baseline jumper hits the back of the iron, and a long extended rebound comes out to Rockville. Right side pass, it goes back over to Constantine. He gets it out to number 11. That's Abbott. Abbott misses a shot, and Candy comes away with the rebound. Miles Alexander steps back. 30-footer, buried it. 51-23. 5:18. Left to go in this game. Abbott shot blocked by Sissom. It'll stay Rockvale ball. Inbound. Right side. France. France. Underneath it goes to number 10, Sellers. And Sellers' shot is off. Sellers' free throw is up. No good. Second free throw from Kale. That one is up. That one's no good either. And the rebound pulled down by Constantine. France over to number 34, Gardner, who's checked in. Shot no good. The rebound tipped. Stays Rockvale ball. 28-point lead for Cannon. 4:41 left to go in the game. Inbound. France has got it. France got the baseline open. Lost it as he was going down. Cole picks it up. They shovel it on over to number 11. That would be Abbott. Abbott falling back, and they call a travel. Alexander comes across the right side. Down the baseline it goes. Sellers, turnaround jumper, no good. Gets his own shot. Pulls up, no good. Rebound, Sellers again. This time he puts it in. Third time's a charm for Kale. 53-23. Long range shot from Constantine rattled out. Cole gets the rebound. All he has to do is turn. Turn to his right. Here comes the three, and it's good for Gardner. Keeps the clock from continually running. 53-26. There's Alexander with his 35th. 55-26. And we're going to run the clock anyway. Substitutions coming in for the Rockets. Or the Ravens, I'm sorry. I thought they were the Rockets. I think in high school they are the Rockets. I don't know. Maybe they changed their name. Here's Gibbs. I called them Rockets when I introduced them. We'll have to check that name. It says Ravens, so we'll have to go with that. Alexander, left side. Three on the way from Sism, and he nailed it. He had 9 in that second game against Whitworth Buchanan, all 3 3-pointers. Constantine back out to France. France drives it inside in this little touch shot from Jamarius Thompson. 58-28. Alexander, left side, Sism for another three. That's an air ball, but Rockvale will get the rebound. And Sellers fighting France for it. France won the fight. Right side, Constantine. Three is blocked by Sism, and Gibbs comes down with a loose ball. Well, 58-28. Foul on France and massive substitutions. Landry Mason, along with Ryan Mix, Brody Franklin, Andrew Alexander, Corbin Andrews. Out goes the starting five. Five and one on the year. Pass batted out of bounds, and that'll get Trent Sherrill the opportunity to come in. And Sherrill come in for Franklin. Under a minute to go. Pass inside. Thompson's shot. No good. Andrew Alexander's got the board. Here comes Andrew up the lane. Shot up. No, he blocked by the roof. Didn't realize where he was, and blocked by the side of the backboard. Out comes Constantine. Or excuse me, that's Um, Not for sure who that is. Daniel. 58-28. 28 seconds left. Garrett. Gonna drive it. Stolen. And number five will go to the free throw line. With 10 seconds left, I don't think he'll, now I'm gonna give him the free throws. Micah Hicks. Free throw is up. It is good for Hicks. Second free throw is good. 58-30. That should be your final score. Cannon with the win. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to our sponsors. We'll be back with the internet radio broadcast on Friday up at DeKalb County at DeKalb Middle as Cannon takes on DeKalb Middle on Thursday. Game time starts at 6 o'clock. Y'all have a great rest of the evening.